This is the first Utah legislative session for Deputy City Manager Matt Dias, although he's no newcomer to politics. Dias has a background at the federal level, so fits nicely into his new role as Park City's liaison to the Utah legislative session.
I did spend some time in Washington, D.C. When I left this community 13 years ago. I left here to move to Washington and work for United States Congressman and United States Senator. So I have, you know, a good experience in that area. That being said, the Utah legislature is a wholly different animal, and I don't, you know, pretend to know what I don't know, and so it's been an eye-opening experience, and I'm just really enjoying it so far.
Although the session has started quietly, Dias says almost 600 bills to date have been filed, which will make the session pop into action in the remaining 28 days.
Now, how many of those are real bills? How many of those are message bills? That remains to be seen. We naturally have our eye on sort of these high-level issues right now that are percolating down in the valley.
There seem to be three main issues around which the bills are swirling at this point. Dias says those are transportation, air quality, and education.
But I think as we get down the stretch, the smaller issues will pop up, and those are the ones that we're keeping an eye on.
Several members of Park City's leadership, he says, are spending time at the session, creating solid relationships with state lawmakers.
Several staff members and Councilmember Bierman and Councilmember Dick Peek, and we had a legislative reception. That was a great opportunity for sort of our elected officials and our staff members to sort of rub elbows with the electeds down there. It's a nice way for them to sort of talk. There's a lot of commonalities between people that have run for office before, so that was a great experience.
Dias says, well, there's nothing high level that he's too worried about at this point. The city typically takes a defensive position to protect the lifestyle and values of the Park City community.
We're hoping to come out of this with no nicks and bruises and sort of protect our quality of life here in Park City. So, you know, there's also some small municipal issues in terms of, you know, every session the elected officials will work to clean up codes and laws and ordinances. But nothing at the moment is really, really at a high level for us. We're sort of in this protectionist, defensive stance at the moment. So, you know, maybe I'll be back here in a week or two speaking to you and there'll be a more hot button issue where, you know, right now we sort of have our gunpowder dry and we have that in our pocket. So right now we're just sort of sitting and waiting.
That's Deputy City Manager Matt Dias. He says working along with the Park City School District and Summit County is a priority and good strategy for a strong position. Dias will give updates throughout the remainder of the legislative session. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.